All right, welcome to Apple Scruffs. That was, of course, She Loves You. That was the first single for the Beatles to sell a million copies. It was released as a single, but eventually was tagged on to the Twist and Shout album in the UK and the Beatles' second album in the USA. It was the toppermost of the poppermost for the Beatles. All right, coming up, we have Every Little Thing. This was a song written exclusively by Paul. John Lennon says he may have added something somewhere along the line, but it is written for Jane Asher. This was Paul McCartney's girlfriend before he had met Linda Eastman.
When I'm walking beside her, people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know. She does for me, ooh.
Rosetta.
Sweet Rosetta Fat, she thought she was a queen.
Sweet Rosetta.
Money.
Dibla-dibla-da. I remember in high school having to polka to that song. That was, of course, Obla-dibla-da from the White Album. Now, there was always some suspicion as to whether Obla-di-obla-da was some reference to LSD. Prior to that was the song Get Back, and there was actually a controversy to that as well. Initially, on some of the bootleg recordings of Get Back, Paul McCartney was going to use the song as kind of a satire about, I guess at the time there was some question of Pakistani immigrants coming to Britain and taking jobs, and he was going to use that as a satire. He didn't, and then in later years when they found these old recordings, they thought that perhaps Paul McCartney had a racist period in his past. Anyways, let's get on with some more Beatles.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around in.
Ah, Magical Mystery Tour. That was, of course, the title track from the movie Magical Mystery Tour and from the album Magical Mystery Tour. No, the film itself was the brainchild of Paul McCartney. He was coming back from a trip from Denver celebrating Jane Asher's birthday when he thought, you know, I think I want to do a film. So they decided, and I don't think you could do that today, to get a bunch of actors and a bunch of interesting people together on a bus and then just to spontaneously film the film. Wasn't necessarily an exceptionally good film. And if you listen to the lyrics, there are a lot of double entendres in there. One of the lines is roll up, roll up, which is generally a circus expression, but it's also in Paul's mind the expression of maybe rolling a doobie or two. And dying to take you away was a reference to the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And just prior to that was the song Piggies off the White Album. It was a George Harrison composition. And it was unfortunately misinterpreted by Charles Manson. He took the line to mean that there was going to be an uprising. And one of his favorite quotes was, you deserve a damn good whacking, which George Harrison claims actually came from his mother when he was trying to find a rhyming word for backing.
You ever thought to yourself, boy, it'd be nice to have a show that only features pop, rock, innuendo from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the odd time a little bit newer? Well, you found the place. Saturday evenings, 9 to 11, it's All the Map with Jimmy James, and it's the show that does feature pop, rock, innuendo from those decades. There's also the 9:30 1970s feature track, the 10 o'clock double shot, and to put the wraps on every week's show, the final vinyl feature. So tune in Saturday evenings 9 to 11. It's All the Map with Jimmy James, only here on 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Forecast from Environment Canada for tonight, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers early this evening with wind to the southwest at 30K, gusting to 50, fog patches developing overnight, a low of 2. Friday morning fog patches, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 9. On Friday night, a few clouds with a low of minus 2.
This is 93.1 CFIS-FM, Prince George's community radio station.
On December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was assassinated. The remaining Beatles all put out tribute songs for John Lennon. I'm going to use this section of the show to play some of those songs.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear. All those years ago. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty. But you are the way to the truth when you say. Thank you.
If I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. As for me, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears now. I love you. About the time we met, well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. Didn't understand the thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you are here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. God bless our Lord.
Started out with All Those Years Ago. It was a track off of George Harrison's Somewhere in England album. It has Ringo and Paul on the song, as well as Linda doing backup vocals. In the video, it only has Ringo. They invited Paul, but for whatever reason, he couldn't show up. We also had Here Today, which is off of Paul McCartney's Tug of War album. And we ended that with Grow Old Along With Me. Of course, it's a Robert Browning line, but it was a song written by John Lennon. And it was Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr that put that together on Ringo's What's My Name album. All right, coming up we have Real Love and Free as a Bird. Both of these songs were written and recorded in the 90s for their anthology set. And both of them were actually demos that John Lennon had put together and that Yoko Ono was graciously given to the Beatles. And they just sort of completed them.
Thank you.
Studio 2880's next Kids Pro D-Day Art Workshop is Art Journaling with Cindy Framst this Friday from 9 to noon. Your child will have fun with mixed media, creating exciting pages, and having a great time playing with art. The workshop is good for ages 6 to 12, but space is limited, so sign your child up today under Youth Programs at studio2880.com. Art Journaling with Cindy Framst, the next Pro D-Day Art Workshop, this Friday morning from 9 to noon at Studio 2880. Forecast from Environment Canada for tonight, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers early this evening with wind to the southwest at 30K, gusting to 50, fog patches developing overnight, a low of 2. Friday morning fog patches, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 9. On Friday night, a few clouds, with a low of minus 2.
A feast for the ears.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew.
The music from your past. 93.1 CFIS FM.
Now, usually we reserve the third set to just, you know, let loose and just play Beatles tunes. I thought today, instead, and for the next 4 episodes, I'm going to pick one of the Beatles, and we're going to highlight their solo career. Well, at least play some of their solo stuff. We're going to start with my favorite. Well, one of my favorites. One of my 4 favorites. George Harrison.
I'm by the such joy. Crack a box, find a snowman.
Was, of course, Crackerbox Palace off of the 33 and a third album. Apparently George was in Cannes in 1975, met a fellow who said that he reminded him of Lord Buckley, who at the time was a very hip comedian. They talked about Lord Buckley and found out that he had lived in a house in Los Angeles called Crackerbox Palace. Well, George thought that, that sounds like a song, and wrote it down on the back of a cigarette package. Okay, coming up next is What Is Life? It is off of his All Things Must Pass album. It was actually written for Billy Preston. He says he wrote it very quickly, in about 15 minutes, on his way to the Olympic Studios in London, where he's producing one of Billy Preston's albums.
I can't say. best. Rainbows appear and the pressures will burst. Breezes singing and feeling good. Moment that passed like I knew that it should.
All I got to do is to love you. person who doesn't know his own songs. Well, we'll try a verse of this one. Traveling on a boat and a plane and a car and a bike and a bus and a train. Traveling there, traveling here, everywhere, in every gear. But, oh Lord, you pay the price with the spin of the wheel, with the roll of the dice. Ah, yeah, you pay your fare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I've been traveling on the ring and a prayer, on the skin of my teeth, the breadth of her hair. Traveling where the four winds blow, with the sun on my face in the ice and the snow. But ooh-wee, it's a game. Sometimes you're cool, sometimes you're lame. Oh yeah, it's somewhere, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. From. You may not know who you are, may not even have wondered how you got so far. But I keep traveling around the bend. There was no beginning, there is no end. Wasn't born, it never dies. There are no edges, there is no sides. But we just don't win. It's so far out, the way out is in. Bow to God and call him sir. But if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
And operated by the Prince George Community Radio Society.